This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Finally, a warmer day today. For the first time since last week, temperatures will go a little bit above average this afternoon. We'll reach the low 70s, good deal of sunshine. Now the sea breeze will kick in, and that'll drop temperatures down into the 60s at the beaches by later this afternoon, and some 10 degrees cooler than inland spots. But overall, it's a warmer day today, and dropping only in the lower 50s tonight, so much milder than our mornings of much of this week. But the next cold front's on our doorstep already tomorrow. It'll become cloudy. The morning commute looks okay, though there may be a sprinkle or two. Better chances for showers will be midday and into the afternoon as the front sweeps from west to east. And while everybody should be getting rain tomorrow, the amounts don't look like very much, less than a quarter of an inch across virtually all of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. And we still will manage to get into the mid-70s. It will be quite breezy tomorrow with winds out of the west and southwest ahead of the cold front. The front sweeps through the area tomorrow evening. That clears the skies out just in time for your weekend. It'll be quite the opposite of what we had to endure last weekend. It'll be much nicer. Now, we'll be cool on the cool side of average and breezy on Saturday, but mostly sunny. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Winds calm down Saturday night. Dry air, clear skies, down into the 30s again inland, 40s at the beaches. So a chilly start on your Sunday, a day that will be partly to mostly sunny and still manage to reach the upper 60s in the afternoon. And it continues to look like a significant and sustained warming trend for next week. We'll start it on Monday under partly sunny skies after a cool early morning with temperatures again in some inland spots in the 30s. Afternoon highs will reach the mid-70s. And we're off to the races for much of the rest of the week. We'll likely see some 80-degree days next week. Nice, although obviously dealing with the pollen, particularly oak, which will continue to increase now with time over the next few weeks before finally peaking by at least the middle of March. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.